time, Edmund Egan. I'm an audio producer and musician and composer from Ottawa, Canada.
How does this work? Help me understand the Hockham Continuum.
So if you look at it, what you see is a long rectangular box, and there's this soft surface on it that's been marked with on the neoprene surface with alternating red and black areas. And this will show you where the pitches are on a traditional keyboard. And the size of an octave on this continuum is the same size as a piano keyboard. But then at that point, it deviates. Because unlike a keyboard, which is every note as a particular pitch, on the continuum, it's continuously pitched. And it's also unlike on a piano, where if you strike a note, that just sounds, and the only thing you can do is really release it. Here, your finger pressure can control typically how loud a note is, but it can also change the timbre quality, so the tonal quality of the sound. And there's a third parameter, front to back. So as you move your finger from close to you or away from you, you can get other different things that are programmed. It has its own internal sound engine, which means unlike, let's say, a MIDI keyboard, which is being expected to be connected to a software synth or a hardware synth, this thing has its own engine and can make its own sounds that have been specifically designed for the Surface. This is a sound where I'm using two hands to control a single voice. And so one hand will give me the pitch information, and the other hand will give me the articulation, which is very similar to the way a violinist would play, where they have the pitch information in one hand, and then the bow is giving them all the amplitude. So I'll just give you an example here.
Looks like and sounds like you're almost playing a piano and a violin.
Yeah. It's an interesting instrument because oftentimes if you go into electronics, part of the working with a musical instrument is exploring sound timbre. But here, what you find is you can find a particular sound timbre, and because it's so rich and deep, you end up exploring it in that direction.
This is polyphonic, meaning you can play more than one note at a time. My name is Wayne Kirby. I'm director and founder of the Bob Moog Electronic Music Studio and professor of music at UNCA Asheville. And you can play in between the cracks because the pitches, if I can play a note, you can hear. It's kind of hard to hear, but it's continually changing in pitch, and you can change the dynamic. So it's very expressive. And Bob Moog, in around 1982 or 83, was developing a similar technology using individual keys. But his goal was, in his work with John Eaton from the University of Chicago, was to create an instrument that would allow you to have three axes, an X and a Y and a Z, meaning pressure, on each key. This will allow you to do it polyphonically and to slide in between the cracks of the white keys and the black keys of a piano. So this is like playing, you could play, if you're familiar with the theremin, which is one of the first electronic music instruments where you wave your hands in the air by two antennas and you can change pitch and volume. This is like, if you use 10 fingers, this is like playing 10 theremins simultaneously. So to give you any idea, it's a very powerful, expressive.
Now that may sound a little more like some things you've heard from older synthesizers, mm-hmm. but I haven't changed anything. I'm just gonna play it a little different. Now that's a little French horny, right? It's like Rob said, the immediacy, and that you're with the sound at every moment. you're sculpting the sound with your finger at every moment that you touch it. So I could play it a little like a different instrument now. So, you see, I didn't change patches or anything. If you used a traditional keyboard that you might get down at Guitar Center or something, to get those different sounds, you might be flipping through a whole bunch of menus of like trumpet or French horn or 1967 Moog synthesizer or something. You see what I'm saying?
Why don't you show one of the sounds that changes from Y, you know, like form and descent. You know,
it really makes a
you know, one of those
difference.
Sort of things. Yeah, I mean, because you were asking about splitting it this way, but it also, it splits this way.
Yeah.
So when you're playing close to each other, and then it does a slow morph between the sounds. So you have all those sounds in between from, you know, sound A to sound B. Or it doesn't have to be.
I'm Sally Sparks, and I live in Asheville.
And are you a musician? Tell me your connection to the Hawken Continuum.
I am. I wanted to find a way to play an electronic instrument that gave me the satisfaction of playing an acoustic instrument. I play piano and guitar and had been doing more of that in recent years, and I didn't want to go back to just the on-off switch of the early synthesizers. I wanted to have something that was tactile and very expressive. And I did a lot of internet research, and I found the Continuum, and I didn't have a place to play one, but I just decided to take a chance, and it was the right decision.
What does it feel like when you're playing?
I call it finger painting with sound. It can be you can play very percussively, you can play very sensitively and gracefully, and lots of dynamics, and it's really, I feel like, you know, the kind of feeling like a potter gets with the clay or something, you know, you just really can connect physically with the instrument, and I think in a way that you can with a fine orchestral instrument in a similar way. And I think that's a new horizon for electronic instruments. And I think the Continuum is one of the first to bring that kind of experience to a new instrument in electronics.
Have you found, other than here, other fellow Continuum players in this area? I didn't realize that we're rich with Hawken Continuum.
Well, it's kind of exploded in the last few years, and I have a few converts after I got one, and I would bring it to a jam or a music festival, and as Dr. Kirby mentioned a few minutes ago, he came to a concert and saw it, and when people, you know, there was one in town, so when they saw it, they got excited about it, and so I think we were trying to count. There's you know, 7 or 8 or 10 or so in town now, maybe more.
Because, you know, you got vibrato, okay? So,
right.
You know, it's weird because all the blues guitar players are sort of trying to imitate the singer vibrato. And me as a frustrated keyboard player, I'm trying to imitate the blues guitar players, trying to imitate the vocalists. So, but...
My name is Rob Schwimmer. I'm a musician. I play the Continuum, play theremin, play keyboards.
Are you based here in Asheville?
I'm based in beautiful Brooklyn. You know, it's like an acoustic instrument. You give somebody... Give a bunch of piano players a piano, they all sound different. Well, there's an instrument that does the same thing. You know, you look at it, you say, okay, it's an electronic instrument. People are going to play it. It's going to sort of sound the same. Not at all. And everybody plays differently, too. You watch everybody. I'm a theremin player also, and, you know, the same thing on that. You know, you have the theremin with the same sound. Everybody sounds different. And this is just an instrument that does exactly what you do. And, you know, one thing I got to stress is that well, I don't have to stress it, but I'm gonna. It's you don't have to know everything about it to really just sit down and play on it and have an just to have it knock you out by how immediate, you know, it's like piano. You don't have to know how the insides of the piano works. I mean, it's better if you do. And, you know, you're understanding it, that you'll understand all of the amazing sounds that Ed has made for it if you understand that. But you can also sit down on it and play a dirty blues on it, and it will do what you do. I mean, so it's not just, you know, for rarefied music. You can really do it like anything on it.
Do you have a particular style of music you like to play on the continuum?
Yes.
What is it?
All of them. Sadly, I'm not kidding. yeah, I'm a mixed megavore, so.
And it's got to feel so different on your fingers. I'm just thinking the
Well, it's somewhere between that. You know, if you're a guitar player, you know how you do the bendy stuff, and so there's some way. Well, when I was a kid, I used to do imitations of blues guitar players on piano. So this is a lot easier than that.
Being French, you know Jean-Michel Jarre. So I'm Christophe Duquesne, I'm from France, so near Paris. And I'm kind of a mix of an engineer and a musician, so maybe a little more an engineer, and working on sound design and synthesis algorithms and helping on the development of the continuum.
Did you come down here from, did you come from France for this conference?
Yeah, sure. I'm very happy to be here. I'm involved in the continuum since 2008, and I really love that instrument. I'm doing my best to help. To promote it and to develop it, and so,
is it popular in Paris? So tell me about what's the scene there.
It's growing. So as Sally, I'm doing some kind of promotion around me, and so some shops are beginning selling it in Paris, and musicians are having it, and we have some events in France. And every time there's an event, I go to the event with my continuum, do some demonstration or being on stage. And so that's kind of promotion for the continuum, yes. As being also sound designer, there's really one thing I love. When you have a regular synthesizer, 90% of the sound is your sound design, and that's all. With the Hacken Continuum, 30% is the sound design, but the 70% is the way you play them. So the way you interact with your sound, and when you're designing a sound for the continuum, the most time you spend is designing the interaction with the musician and not designing the sound itself. And that's really another way of thinking, and that's really being involved in your sound and the way it behaves by the way you interact with your instrument, which is quite unusual for usual synthesizers.
A particular style of music you like to play?
I a bit like Rob, I'm playing quite sometimes classical music, sometimes heavy rock, distortion, and sometimes ambient. Whatever. That's really something amazing with the continuum. You can feel very comfortable in any kind of style of music, from classical to heavy rock to whatever sound design style. That's great for this.
Have you heard the two-handed voice? So this one, Ed wrote this patch where you're essentially splitting the keyboard all the way along here. And if you're above that center line, you're controlling like a vocal formant. And if you're below it, you're controlling the pitch. But both of them together control some other parameters.
There's an interaction between the two.
Like the amount of air, like this vocal sound has going through it, essentially. So I can play a note. And if I move here. But
this is a revolutionary instrument. There's never been anything like this. Anybody who's listening, there has never been an instrument like this, and you got to check it out because It's unbelievable. I mean, I've been playing my whole life. I've been playing this kind of instrument, that kind of instrument, and this is like a major step forward in instruments, period. If you're interested in playing music, you got to at least check it out. It's the immediacy of it, the fact that it is such a high-tech instrument in which the high-techness of it becomes invisible the moment you start playing. The minute you start playing, it is just you expressing whatever it is that you're trying to do, and there's nothing between you and it. There's when you are playing, it's just a direct connection between you and this unbelievably responsive polyphonic instrument. Never been anything like it. Now I lean in. Okay, well, you get the idea. No rounding. So each note is completely individual. So say I'm holding down a chord, and by leaning in, if I want these to move within a chord, they can move. These can be. So everything is totally individual. Sorry about my intonation this morning. More coffee, as I said. So anyway, each note...